When they go low, we get high. Dom and Crouts are the devil's advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you so much for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Take us with you everywhere you go. The Devil Radio app. Download the app at your favorite app store. Just search and download Devil Radio.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, Maggie Dawn. She's the Mad Dog Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. See how we kind of boxed you out for that whole segment, Dom? Kind of monopolized it.
Yeah, that was a little technical issue on my end.
We got another fine guest joining us right now, live via Zoom. He is Robert Pilot. He is the host of Native Roots Radio. Plays out right here on Devil Radio each weekday evening beginning at 6 o'clock. Robert, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Wow, Pini Gigi, and wow, you guys are on fire here in the Twin Cities. I just got to say that so many people are listening to you, and I'm excited. I'm listening to you, and this has just been a great partnership. And we get phone calls, too, from Dane County, and we all know where that is. And so that's been really exciting for Native Roots Radio.
Well, nice. Thank you, Robert.
We're excited to have you in the lineup, and I got to tell you, you're on today by popular demand of our audience. People have been telling me we want coverage of Line 3. What's happening with Enbridge Line 3? Well, Robert, it starts with the conversation with you. What is happening Enbridge Line 3, sir?
Well, it's a lot of disappointments, and it's really been hard because as you guys know and listen to our show, that we lead off a lot of days, almost every day, about what's happening up there. There's four or five different camps up there, and we're having basically another Standing Rock here in Minnesota, except it isn't in one place. It's all over. And the militarization of our police that are protecting a foreign company, which, you know, last time I checked, Canada is a foreign company, drilling through our rice pads. And we all know that pipelines leak, and they already just had a large frack out just a few days ago. So not good news, and it's really been daunting this last 2 months, because we had a governor who ran on and talked specifically to our Native communities up in the deep north, Winona Lake, LeDuc likes to call it the occupied north. We had a governor, a person who ran for governor, said not to worry about. It's almost a replay of what Obama said in North Dakota a year before Dakota Access Pipeline happened. But he is nowhere to be seen. Our Native American lieutenant governor is nowhere to be seen, and it's been very disappointing here in the land of 10,000 frackouts.
My understanding, Robert, Governor Walz, Tim Walz of Minnesota, is actually supportive of Line 3. Maybe that's not an entire picture, but he seemingly has a supportive posture.
Yeah, and a lot of people do. But when he was pandering for, we through Native Roots Radio and other Native groups during this last election and his election, we got 9,000 Native Americans that had never voted before registered to vote for him, because he promised that he would stop Line 3. So we have Texas communications, tweets from himself from 2019 and 20 saying that. And so now he's reneged. Our lieutenant governor is from up there, and she's not really, I haven't seen her pick up a protest sign, but she has a few letters she sent out of support of against Line 3. But that's not going to make it when you're running on certain things. And so there's a lot of people upset with our lieutenant governor and governor here in Minnesota. And I live in an urban area here. I live in St. Paul, and we see stop Line 3 signs all over the place.
Now, Enbridge has a terrible reputation, Robert Pilot. Enbridge, I recall the butamine spill into the Kalamazoo River. It was like 18 hours before they even notified anyone they were spilling. The cleanup, it goes on continuously, and we've had problems with Enbridge. We got friends that listen to us. Ronnie Monroe first brought, I believe, Line 5 to our attention. What is so troubling about this Line 3? Is this, tell the people why they should be concerned specifically about this pipeline.
Well, three things. One thing is we're in a drought. We're in a major drought. And Enbridge got okayed by our DNR to frack out, and that means, you know, blowing out water, grabbing water from certain places and bringing it in so they can dig their pipes. We're in a drought, and what they did, this is the first thing, Enbridge said 500,000 gallons will need, and then once they got okay, they went, oh, we went 5 billion gallons of water.
What?
And so they're taking clean water that you can drink up in the Mississippi and contaminating it with all these chemicals that won't tell us what's in it. And when we
they're
had these
proprietary, Robert.
Pardon me?
You'd steal their chemicals. They're all proprietary.
Easy. Back in the 70s, I might have. But hey, that's another story about State Street I don't want to get into. It's always a little weird getting back to Madison. But I lived there in the 70s, and it was a little different back then. Things were better. No.
Robert, what would you like our audience to do? What kind of action can be taken? I mean, obviously, people are concerned about this. What is an action plan? What do you want to see happen?
Talk to the governor. What I want to see happen is they stop digging in sacred grounds and rice paddies and taking our water. And we all know, as you just mentioned, pipelines leak. And we want them to stop digging totally. We don't need this foreign oil going to foreign countries in China. All this thick oil is going to China.
Yeah, but it will create dozens of long-term jobs. That'll make it all worthwhile. He's Robert Pilot. You don't have to respond to that, Robert. Robert Pilot is the host, one of the hosts. He and his wife, Wendy, and Olgaba, you got quite a team going on there with the Native Roots Radio. Stick around. They cover this Line 3 issue nearly every day, each evening on Devil Radio, 6 to 7 p.m. And using our studios, coming to Madison, broadcasted live from the broadcast bunker. Sorry, I'm going to miss you tomorrow, Robert, but my casa is su casa. Have fun. Thank you, Robert. Come back. More Devils.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
more
Robert.
Devils Advocates. This show continues.
Bleach is healthy. It's mostly water. And we're mostly water. Therefore, we are bleach.
It sounds interesting to me.